This year sees the rare occurrence of Chinese New Year and Ramadan both beginning on the same day, February the 17th. Chinese New Year, or Spring Festival, marks the Lunar New Year and focuses on family reunions and bringing in good fortune, while Ramadan is the holiest month in Islam and is observed by a period of fasting, prayer and reflection, and is also a time for family and community gatherings. To mark the two cultural observances, the St. John Newcomers Centre is holding a special Two Cultures, One Celebration event on Thursday, February 19th, for the community both to join the celebration of Chinese New Year and to learn about the meaning of Ramadan. Local 107.3 FM spoke with Sochi Azu, Communications Specialist with St. John Newcomers Centre, about the event and the importance of each to their respective cultures and communities, as well as the value of learning about other traditions.
Coming up on February 19th, we'll be celebrating Two Cultures, One Celebration. That's the tagline for an evening of cultural celebrations and conversations to commemorate Ramadan and the Lunar Year. Ramadan signifies the holiest month in the Muslim calendar. It's a period that is marked by fasting, prayer, almsgiving, and reflection. The Lunar Year is different than the European celebration of New Year in that it's more aligned with the Chinese calendar. You know how the Gregorian calendar has also changed over a period when, you know, in the terms of marks for the New Year. The Chinese New Year, I believe, has been around for millennia and has been faithful throughout, even to date. In that culture, this year is going to be coming up on 17th, of course. And this year, they will be celebrating the Year of the Horse. And the St. John Newcomer Center identifies with the Chinese community or the Panisian community, and will be joining members of this community in celebrating this new year.
What will the event involve?
Wow, it's going to be exciting because, you know, it's first of its kind, especially here at the St. John Newcomer Center, where we will be having two communities coming together in one venue to commemorate two different cultures, having the Chinese over and then members of the Muslim community here at the St. John Newcomer Center. We'll have an evening of conversations. Everyone can meet, talk, share a meal, and we're hoping to have the meals come in after sunset, I believe, to round up the evening. Everyone coming together and learning about new cultures, learning about different values, and also trying to build an environment that is conducive for cultural understanding and appreciation.
So obviously people from those traditions and those cultures will be around, but St. John is, you know, from whatever culture they come from. What do you hope they'll bring from it? And what is the value, as you're kind of like touching on there, of bringing different cultures together and learning about different cultures?
The evening actually bears strong sentiments of certain values that we believe will be beneficial for St. John's. I think I want to start by saying that St. John has proven to be a very welcoming community, has welcomed and continues to welcome newcomers from these communities, the Chinese and also the Muslim community. And so this evening is going to be another marker for such an enablement, an evening where St. John's, or whether you're Muslim or not, or whether you're Chinese or not, you can come in, learn a little bit more about these cultures and begin to understand their contexts that have built their resilience, that build their values, even while they live here in St. John. And I think we could really do with more reminders about the need for reflection, as we would see the Muslim community begin, you know, bring to bear during that conversations in that evening, and also the resilience as signified by the horse, Year of the Horse, as celebrated by the Chinese. And, you know, learn a little bit how this celebration actually reinforces their understanding, their resilience, their strength, their courage, whichever community or whatever environment they find themselves.
What other events are happening over the next sort of few weeks? I noticed there's something, another thing, a celebration of Lunar New Year Imperial Theatre, but do you want to tell me a little bit more about what is going on here, other events that you're involved with?
It is worth mentioning that this event is holding here at the St. John Newcomer Centre Community Hub. It presents itself as a space, available space for holding community events. Some of the events that we're having in the coming days and weeks, from time to time we have Krav Maga lessons, we have networking events for newcomers or St. Johners who are looking to network or build or expand their network for employment, increase their chances of getting employment. We also have opportunities to develop public speaking skills. We have also different ethnocultural groups holding events here for cultural appreciation.
What is the importance of kind of cultural exchange, cultural understanding of different cultures, different experiences, different worldviews, and what does it bring to St. John?
There are some obvious answers to that, but one that is less obvious is if you don't have the chance to travel out of the country, keen into cultural celebrations is one of the quickest or the easiest ways to actually experience other countries while you're, you know, here at home. But then again, just to reiterate some of the obvious values or benefits of these celebrations is understanding where people come from, what, you know, their historical cultural backgrounds are, is a good way to understand how they relate and understand their dynamism and, you know, feel less agitated by them. And I think in the long run, this helps with people relations and community relations. You find that people work together even better when they understand where people are coming from. The St. John Newcomer Center, and more particularly the St. John Newcomer Center Community Hub, is a welcoming space for community members and ethnocultural groups and St. Johners to, you know, come, make themselves available to also volunteer, you know, help out, helping the community in different events and programs that foster, you know, community engagement and relations.
More information about the event and the Newcomer Centre can be found at sjnewcomers.ca. If you have a tip, an idea, or a story you think the community should hear about, you can contact Local 107.3 FM at iona@cfmh.ca. This is Iona Coe for Local 107.3 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.